sin, drinking money. And I borrowed $100 from Teddy Miller at Georgia. You could, back then, you, in 33, you couldn't borrow no money no way. And our bank had gone down, busted you again. The president said, why don't you put a top on that house? I said, soon they accumulate enough money, I'm going to buy it. He said, how much does it take? I said, it's going to take $85 out of 10. About $10 or $15 for labor, 12. He said, go to Ted, you let Ted it. I said, I won't go up there and ask him for no credit. And he said, well, he's going to rot down if you don't get a top on it. I had all the subfloor and everything down. And I went up there and I went in smiling, I reckon. And he said, check what you want. I said, I want to borrow $100. Lord told me that you want to borrow some money. He said, what are you going to do with it? I said, I'm going to put a top on my house. I said, now, there ain't no use in you spending no, borrowing no money, paying no interest. He said, go over to the hardware and they said, you anything you want on credit. I called them. I said, no, that's what I'm going to spend, $85 of it right now, but I want the $15 for labor. I did, I went right on over and spent $85 for roofing and nails, and came on back. I had three men working on that house. One of them was an Auburn graduate, and he was a master-born carpenter in a, you know, cabinet building and everything. White fella, and gave him $1 a day, and had a colored boy there. Larry Smith waited at the railroad off, and they called him in, you know. And he was from for 75 cents a day, and I had Gilbert Gant, the colored fellow there, about 6.5 feet tall, paid him 50 cents a day. So that was $2.25 a day that my labor would cost me for three good men, I'm talking about. Good men.
You pay more than that an hour, man, now, wouldn't you?
$5 an hour was up that head top and up that chart.
Good night. Hey, you can make a good job like that. If you can do skilled labor, you can make plenty of money, man.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, that deal just realized what it cost to build a house.
Yeah. You were?
No, I built this house in 1964. I married my second wife in 63, and there's an old house up there where that house was built. I'd already had my plans drawn, everything for this, and had the bulldozer push the dirt out like I wanted to. And of course, he didn't want to build no house, so this is good enough. And in 71, she decided she'd go. She wanted to go. I said, okay. They were divorced. She was married the other day, you know. But my cousin had just died and buried, and she was after her husband. And he just married her, Sullivan Dixon, a Dixon Lumber Company, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They married. But she was just after more money. I'd rather if anybody feels that way, I'd rather go than to stay.